Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. How are you? I'm here. I must say, it still has the Christmas spirit in the air. If you are a relative of Aaron Simon that is listening to the show, because you might think I might discuss the event that went down at Aaron Simon's grandmother's house, well, you better stand by. But I ain't going to give it to you right away. I'm going to make you listen to some other stuff. But yes, I was invited to a Hanukkah dinner at Aaron Simon's house. Aaron Simon, well, some people might know him as Simon, but he wrote me an email. He was in college. He wanted to basically intern on the show. And he did a lot of great stuff. He still hangs out here and there, but even though he's not living in California, but he's visiting right now, actually. But he helped out for a summer, edited video, did a lot of good things. Fun to hang out with. He invited me to his grandparents' house, grandmother, for a Jewish holiday, or the day after Christmas. And I went. And it was, what am I going to say about it? Well, you have to stay tuned, because I know all those Jews are swarming around the phone. What does he say about me, Aaron? What does he say? Please tell us. Does he talk about the dinner? Did he like it? Did I like it? Well, first of all, let's just talk about it now, right?
Why not? Should we post the video on Facebook?
Oh, we can. If you remind me. Hey, by the way, if we don't post the video, Keith, one and a two and a one, two, three, Keith went with me and Eric was invited, but then, long story very short, he just had something come up where he couldn't go. But he was invited.
I'm very busy.
Well, he is very busy. He's got a thing going down with the in the 90210 area code. Wow. I just had some freezing cold apple juice. So I ended up going with Keith. And so let me talk about that and then a few other things, and then we'll continue with this. Today is the after show. We had Natasha Leggero last week, and we did an after show. And I was glad we did it, because this week we didn't record a show. So we're using the after show that we did with Natasha Leggero last week, who was great. Who, by the way, I got a complaint letter from her.
Oh, yeah?
She said the studio was a little cold, and she thinks she might have caught in a cold. She asked if we had health coverage.
Oh.
Ugh. Anyway, anywho, all right. Let me be precise. Every time I do these openings, I start just keep it tight. But I do want to share this with you because it was very special. Should I redo this whole thing?
No.
No. Okay.
Where did it go wrong?
See, that's what I need. Just someone. Well, again, because it's just the opening of the show. People. It's not just the opening. I'm enjoying this.
It is the opening.
It is the opening, and I'm enjoying it. I want to catch, I want to catch up on what went down. So why am I yelling? Because you think like, oh, is this important? Is it? Yeah, it is important. It was the most special thing I ever did. And by the way, I'm also just yelling at myself right now. I get it. People might be listening going, Todd, just tell us. I get it. So Aaron Simon invited me to, about 2 months ago, to his grandparents' house. And it's in like the, Playa Vista area.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, Playa Vista. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I live in Playa Vista. Oh, move aside, move aside. The Playa Vista family is here. So anyway, we get up, and I look through the front door because, you know, I think we're at the right house, and I notice there's a seated, like a big table set for dinner, like 30 people. It was 35 altogether. I'm like, I think we're at the wrong house. I didn't know it was a dinner. But no, we weren't. We go in. It was amazing. Like, first of all, it was just she just everything was so cool. I couldn't believe I was there. I was loving it so much. Just family and relatives. It was like a parody of a family. And I'm thinking, you know what I mean by a parody of a family? Like, you know what I mean?
They were filming a movie.
Exactly.
They brought in extras.
Yeah, and they go, you know, there's this person, there's that person, there's the great grandmother, the patriarch of the family, and then you're gonna have the kids, and then you're gonna have these kids.
Crazy uncle.
The crazy uncle. Wait, I think that might have been me.
Oh.
So, and it was just great, and she did something which it has nothing really to do with the story, but I liked it. First of all, 35 seated people
at one table.
Two tables. Oh. But there was not a kid's table. There was just a second table. It looked just as nice, and it was just as nice. And but on a side note, she had three people helping her. And I had a very small conversation with Aaron Simon's dad. And I met his dad and his mom. They're so sweet. He has two brothers. They were great. Like, I couldn't believe I was there. I had a little anxiety going. I even told them that, you know, you're going to somewhere where you don't know a lot of people, and you start walking up to the front door. You walk in like you're 13, you know, with your like, "Hi, I'm Todd. I'm
Aaron Simon's friend.
I'm Aaron Simon's friend. I came to hang out. Aaron Simon is my friend." I was very quick right away to, you know, let people know, like, "Oh, well, I have, you know, here's me. You know what a podcast is? A radio podcast, basically a radio show. Well, Aaron wrote me an email, and." But I met both his brothers were just really, really awesome, and his mom and dad.
I met your son on the internet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we met on the internet. Just what I want everyone to. Somebody thought that Keith. Never mind. Aaron can't believe I'm still talking about it. Someone thought Keith was my son. What? But you know what? I'd be a good looking dad. I know. Look, I've seen his dad. Believe me. Ooh, nothing special. Keith would probably be proud to have me as his dad. Like, oh, look at Keith's dad. He takes care of himself. So I told everyone I was 75 at the party. That way they thought I looked good. But anyway, so she had three people helping. And I had a quick conversation with Aaron's dad about that, about like sometimes people are afraid to have people helping. Because you ask people that, they go, "Why didn't you get a little help? Because it seems cold." But he said something, he goes, "You have to remember, like, two of these people here have been helping us for 10 years. So it's just as much their dinner, too." And you could tell, you know, there was a lot of love. It wasn't just three people walking around like, you know, you're at a restaurant. There was three people that there was a lot of, you know, even the people that were helping out and getting paid, they were still there in a loving warmth, the energy of as they walked around. But it was great. Let's get past the point of that. Because I don't want to paint a picture of like three people. You think they're walking around with white gloves. And no, there were three, you know, it was just three people helping. And it's brilliant. And guess what? They'll have a dinner, those three people, and they might get someone. It's not that, it's just during your own dinner you don't want to do it. They ran it so, I'm trying not to curse Mrs. Aaron's mom and Mrs. Aaron's grandmother. it ran so perfect. Every single thing ran perfect. 35 people. There wasn't, everything was perfectly organized. Amazing. A lot of love, too. A lot of love. We have a video we'll put up online. And here's the reason I'm telling it. The whole time I kept looking down at Aaron Simon, going, I can't believe I'm sitting in this house because Aaron Simon wrote me an email. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, you can help us out. He showed up at our door. Remember?
He's here.
He's here. It's like, that's Aaron Simon. Good energy. You meet his mom and dad. You're like, you know what? They're sweet people. They're really nice. It was very special to be there, and I was really honored to be there. And I hope they do listen to this because I wanted them to say this. I wanted to tell them this there, but it's been too long of a speech, don't you think, to say all what I just said? All right. So what's the point? Why did everyone else need to hear this? You might say. Well, you listen to the show. You know about Aaron Simon. Now you're like, oh, you know that Todd went over with Keith to a Jewish dinner at his house. I want you to know what goes on behind the closed doors. All right?
And a little video may or may not be on the Facebook.
No, it will definitely. Why may or may not?
Well, I'll have to go to find out.
I thought you were telling me. Yes, it may or may not be on the Facebook page. No, it will be. It will be. All right. Secondly, I hope, I almost should put this at the opening of the show. Bubble, I hate to call you Bubble Guy, but you know who you are. You come to the show in...
some people have a Bubble Guy.
Some people have a Bubble Guy. Some people have a lawyer. I have a Bubble Guy. You came to the show. You know where you live. You live in Atlanta, and you came with that amazing bubble machine with the remote control. Can you email me at Todd Comedy and tell me the machine you have? And by the way, can you plug that in too? Or just batteries? Well, shoot me some information on that. And then from then on, I'm going to learn your name. It's a little bit rude, and I apologize. All right. Wow. I'm exhausted.
We just got started.
I know. Do you think it's wrong that I spend so much time talking about the dinner?
No.
You think I gave it enough love? Because you know they're listening. They're like, does it? No, they're telling their grandmother, no, he stopped talking about it. He talks about the bubbles, but then he goes right back talking about the dinner, Grandma. You got to listen to the whole show. He keeps mentioning you through the whole show. Now the grandmother and maybe some other people are going to start, they're thinking, does he? So they listen to the show. They're like, I don't know. I've been listening for half an hour. I haven't heard any mention of us.
This is how we get more listeners.
This is how we get more listeners. Now we got the whole Simon family. They got to gather around the radio, old-fashioned style. All right. So there's that. And it was their 50th one. And I felt honored to be there. I was like, this is something special for me to be at. I was very touched. I was like, wow. I went from thinking, I was doing it for Aaron to it did something for me, you know, when I got there. It was really cool. Anyway, Bubble Guy, come on. What's your phone? Let me see it. This is the new way. Now that you want me to be more aggressive with your phone, Eric read an article about putting your phone away and stuff, and now I'm saying that he wants me to enforce that strongly. He didn't say that. Okay, so there we go. Now, if it's mentionable, it's manageable. I got a few emails this week. Warm, but also, you know, people go through stuff. And all I can repeat, if it's mentionable, it's manageable. That needs to stick into certain people's heads when they're going through difficulty. Whatever it is, it's not just a line. If it's mentionable, it's manageable. And I'm repeating it a few times because I think some people might just hear it. But whatever your thing is, whatever you're having trouble with, if it's mentionable, you're going to be able to manage it. Mr. Rogers, so smart, right? Drill that into your head because you should. All right. So anyway, I got an email way back about helping a guy out. His name was James. He moved into an apartment, some tips. I was going to do it on the opening of the show, but you know what? I'll send you a direct message. I promise I won't forget. I know it seems like I let you down, but I'll send you something. But right now, it's too much. All right, James. All right, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoy the show. That's it. You good? Shut up, right? Ugh. Stop revving so high. You ever feel like sometimes, like certain things that you need to change in your life take time, of course. That's the given. It takes time. You can't just change overnight. You can't just stop it already. You can't stop already behavior. But don't you feel like sometimes you might be able to with a few things?
Like what?
Just cut the shit. You know, cut the shit.
That's my problem.
Not with what?
That's my problem.
No, what do you mean?
I just need to cut the shit.
No, not you. Oh, you thought I meant you? No. I meant you in general as the universe, including me. Just some, not everything. Some things do take work. I'm not implying that, you know, that then you end up sounding like a moron. By the way, this is one of those things I'm talking about. That you can't just cut the shit. There's deep embedded problems that take work from way back. You just don't do it overnight. I don't want to feed anybody who's thinking that type of thing. Yeah, all that stuff, depression and then this and that. No, all that stuff is real. And that takes time. And people are miraculous when they really put their minds to it to clean up some things that maybe because past behavior has affected your life. And over a period of time, you forget about the people that go to therapy and 5 years later you're thinking, are they doing anything in there? What about the people that you're like, yeah, I know some people that have really done miraculously work on trying to clean themselves up. And it's impressive. And it always doesn't happen, obviously, from going, oh, cut the shit. It takes hard work. So I gave that its fury. Sometimes I think there are other things that maybe in life you go, oh, I just stop it already. Like maybe with me with hurrying. Every day I'm hurrying. For what? Where am I rushing? Even on days I have nothing to do, I rush. I get to drop my car off and I run to the gym and I'm run. Stop! Like that.
Yeah, I do too. I drive very aggressively even if I'm not in a...
Even if you're not, where are you going? Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. Breathe in, breathe out.
That was my problem.
That was your problem. I tricked you. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. That's the type of yoga instructor I would be. Breathe in, breathe out. So anyway, I think people know what I mean. If there is something like that in your life, do it. Just do it. Stop it already. Okay? Wow. All right. Bye. You're great. Look at you. You're adorable. You are adorable. You seriously, you know it. Stop it. It's okay. Okay? All right. Bye, everybody.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Wow. Can we get some reverb? This is a little less, just a teeny bit. Thank you, Aristotle. This is, I guess this is part two, I guess you could say, of the Christmas show. We're really pouring on the Christmas on the late part of this show. We're going to pour it on. Wow. So here's what's going on. Duncan is here.
Hello.
Eric Olson is here. John Brand Wagner.
Hello.
And Aristotle is here.
That's me.
And, you know, let's get Christmassy. Let's throw some Christmas
for
at them.
Aristotle, we're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle on the Todd Glass Show. He reads us a poem.
I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not, my wrath did grow. And I watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears. And I sunned it with smiles and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night till it bore an apple bright. And my foe beheld it in shine, and he knew that it was mine. And into my garden stole, when the night unveiled the pole. In the morning glad I see my foe outstretched beneath the tree.
We're lucky to know him. We're grateful to Aristotle and his use of reverb. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle on the Todd Glass Show.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse night. That's all we got in us. Merry, you know what? How are you? Is that weird to say that? No, it's not. Of course it's not. How are you? Right? People are listening. It's the name of the show. People are listening. There used to be a show called People Are Talking. Oy. Was that a really a good show? People Are Talking. Oh, what are they talking about? Is that how they got most of their audience?
Thanks for laughing silently, Duncan. Oh, geez, that really helps him to home knowing how much fun you're having. He was really to George Carlin laughing pretty hard. But, wow, that's right. Look who's here. Duncan, wow. Wow. That's right, Aristotle's here. Eric Olson's here. Brad Wagner is here. Wow. Aristotle's here. That's right. Duncan's here. Duncan's here. Eric Olson's here. John Brand Wagner's here.
This Todd Glass is here.
What? That's right. I play it big. Todd Glass is here. All right. This is not a show. Whenever I'm having this much fun, I think something's gone horribly wrong. I swear to God. To George Carlin. Whenever I'm having that much fun and I get lost, like I was literally just having fun. I wasn't thinking about, I go, okay, I think something just went horribly wrong. How long can I sit? And I know and go, Todd Glass is here, you know, and then you do that thing. Yeah, that. I mean, it's like, come on. All right, so I have a grip of myself. What's your name? Eric, I know who you are.
Sure.
So anyway, we have a lot to get to. It's a trick in the business. We have a lot to get to. Sometimes I have a lot to get to. Other times I don't have as much to get to. No one ever says, I don't have a lot to get to. No, seriously, that's a good talking point. Some people say, I've got a lot to get to. It's the Christmas show. When we come back, we're going to go around the room and weigh in on why some people say I've got a lot to get to, but no people say I don't have a lot to get to. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show. The weather outside is ho-ho, and I boo-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So anyway, how you doing, Duncan?
I'm good.
Move in towards the mic a little bit more, both of you. You have to be professional. You know, this is a professional show. So, Honda, did you hear the, by the way, I'm seriously asking this, the Honda ads where they go, we know you wanted to fly your kids home for the holiday, and so Honda pays for it as an act of helpful kindness. They're based on real, I guess, things they do, but you know what? You have to have some humility. It's like, you got to give a lot more if you're going to do an ad. I don't think you can give someone $1,000 or $1,200 to a person when you're running an ad in front of millions and millions and millions and millions of people, a very heavily produced ad, and you're making yourself look kind, but you spent $1,100. That's something you might just want to do and let the word get out, hopefully, if you're really that worried about it. But I will admit, can you spend enough where it doesn't look as bad, you know? Yeah, you know, yeah, if they were going to redo someone's home that needed, you know, like that. You know, if you're doing something bigger.
Did they say how many people they do it for?
Well, every commercial you see. Okay, how much did that cost them to do that? It shows like someone going. They go, hello. You know, I needed new tires for my car. Yeah, go ahead. It shows someone like this.
Hi.
Is the
Hi Todd, this is Gary from Honda. You said you were in a little financial hardship this season.
I was. We had a credit card that's got about $1,800 on it, and that's our limit because we were in credit card debt really bad last year. Hold on, let me get my phone because I could really make this sound good. I'm very excited.
So I'm really going to get into this bit.
Also, I just wanted to jump in.
You were going, Duncan. You're perfect.
Yeah, I was going to say the gross thing is they're trying to profit off charity, which is like the whole purpose of charity is you're not profiting off of it.
Right.
Sorry.
Like you're doing it because you recognize...
Smooth operator.
...are in need, not trying to just help yourself.
Right. Hold on, I want to weigh in on this. Take advantage of it, because when I'm playing with this, it's the only chance anyone ever gets to talk.
Yeah, that's why I jumped in.
But if you're listening, Honda, I really like your cars, and I can
use
one
great,
right now.
Oh, no, great.
Oh, no,
they're great cars. No, they are.
Oh, and you guys were shitting on Honda, and now I'm sticking up for
that
it.
Warranty, what is it again?
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something to George Carlin? Honda is a good car.
Okay, send two cars.
No, but to George Carlin, that's my safe word. As far as reliability, like there's the guy who owns the place up the street that I bring my car to when it's having trouble. If I'm going to get a car, I want his approval because I don't want every time I bring it in to him, he goes, "I told you not to get a." So Honda has a good. So I don't. What am I? Who cares? I saw. We're still going to do the bit. Oh, I don't give a fuck about that. I just got on a side note that they actually are good cars. Whoever has a Honda, they drive forever. But that's. Oh, I'll still do the fucking bit because the car is good, but their commercials are pathetic. And they're better than those commercials. I can't believe someone in house doesn't say to them, seriously, you know it's been discussed. You know there's somebody that works at Honda. Here's how I like breaking stuff like this down. Someone that works at Honda, if they heard this, I know they won't, but it's the imaginary. If they did, they'd go, holy fuck. They're thinking the same thing. They argued it. They went, it just looks a little, but they lost the fight. There's no way someone over there, right. Some corporate person that gets to weigh in this isn't going, and maybe if the numbers are higher, that other person looks and says, I was right. No, you weren't. Because you could have done both. You could have done an ad that got the numbers up and wasn't exactly what we're talking about. No, most people don't watch it and go, oh, you know what? And I watch that show where they gave someone a home that deserved it. Remember in the Extreme Makeover?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my point is that, well, Todd, that's what you're talking about. If you're going to exploit it like that, you better be giving them something like that. And then we understand for that becomes a price. So you need ads. To do that thing where they literally give somebody, and a lot of times people that need it, they have a child that is in a wheelchair, they need ramps built, they need special rooms that can't let dust in, you know, and some people that just didn't need it at that extent. And I would tear up when I watched that show because, yeah, that someone has to pay for that. But so do we really have to pay for this $850 airline ticket? You know, it just looks – it's pathetic. It's, you know, just because I can't explain it doesn't mean they don't know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. And if they heard this, I love the hypothetical, they'd know I'm dead fucking right because they knew it, but they did it anyway.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it comes down to what your end goal is. Is your end goal to genuinely help people or is your end goal to make yourself look better? And that's an overriding thing.
Well, to me, that's the funny part. It doesn't make them look better. Makes you look like, oh, go ahead. Get on the phone with me.
You know what their end goal really is.
Well, yeah, yeah,
profits
exactly.
And that's what I'm shareholders.
Saying. Yeah, like,
you know what, though?
If
I'll tell
you
this.
If your end goal is to make your company look better, like, are you really helping people or are you just doing it for show?
I don't think it's a good campaign. I'll tell you this. I don't care if the numbers go up. Like I said, someone in the ad business, I guarantee you, here's what I'm saying, you're going, he's fucking spot on. You can do both. Stop acting like if we don't do a cheesy ad that really doesn't look good for our brand, then if the numbers go up, someone can still say, I don't care. The goal is to have the numbers go up and run a campaign like Subaru, some of their ads that – whether you like corporations or not, sometimes they're imaging. You know, you go, God damn it, they know what they're doing. A lot of companies can. A lot of companies can. They can, you know, they can do image, what is it called? Product imaging. Amazing. You didn't. It's not going to stand the test of time. When you look at your company, that period of ad, you're going to go like, ugh, what were we thinking? When there's other companies going, man, we did. It's not good. It's not open for debate. I don't need to see the numbers to tell you that's a bad campaign for your company. People, I'm not brilliant. Everybody watches that, makes jokes about it. They're like, hello? Yeah, we know you. We heard you needed a new pencil. These are actual calls from real people. Honda paying it forward campaign or whatever the fuck it is.
Hi. Is this Richard?
Yeah, this is Richard from Honda.
Oh, I thought I was Richard from Honda.
Oh, okay. You be the person calling them.
Okay, great.
This is how they do. They play like a clip of them calling. Hello?
Hi, is this Jerry?
Yeah, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. This is Richard from Honda. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, Richard. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
I had written you a letter.
Yeah, we had gotten your letter. Would you mind just kind of recapping exactly the hardship you've been going through?
Well, about a month ago, because of some medical reasons, I had a bad root canal.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And I was supposed to get my wife this $380, not the most expensive ring in the world, ring, and I couldn't afford it.
Wow.
Because I needed some root canal.
Yeah. Well, we received your letter, and as part of the Happy Honda Days, we wanted to kind of lend a helping hand. We partnered with our friends over at Olive Garden and got you a $25 off coupon. So do you think that would help you with the burden of paying for that ring after the root canal?
Oh, my God. The Honda Helping Days. Honda, they're going to help you. Yeah, by the way, that was perfect, Duncan. It's like, yeah, we teamed together. Team together, it's a, you know, if you're...
So the next time you purchase a car, I don't know, maybe just keep Honda in mind.
What's up? You do it again. Call me up and make me over something stupider. You be the person. I'll be. Hey, is this Duncan?
Hi, yeah, yeah. This is Duncan.
Hey, Duncan. This is Kyle calling over from the Help for Honda days. We got your letter.
Oh, you did? Great.
Can you recap and tell people what you told us?
Well,
all right, asshole.
It's just been a rough couple months, to be completely honest. I know it's not the biggest deal, but my Brita water filter, like, it broke and.
Duncan, I'm gonna tell you right now, Honda's gonna pay for a new Brita filter and enough Brita filters to last you for the whole year.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes, we want to take that worry off of you.
Wow, that just changes everything for me. I can't express how much you've helped me, Honda.
The Honda helpful days. You know, that's what basically. Fucking Honda. Fuck Honda. No, are they an ad for the show? How about that? Reliable cars, though. I like saying to George Carlin after all that. I think they, when it comes, that's why they're better than that. And they know it. How bad would I love someone from Honda to hear this? Because they know I'm right. They should pay me if someone sends this to them to stop those ads and never do them again. And instead of fighting it, whoever hears this, if this ever got into someone at Honda's ears, that would be the person when he's right. We're trying to wiggle this way, wiggle that way. That's not open for debate. Not a good campaign. Somebody made a mistake. It looked shitty. We didn't just parody it unnecessarily. That's what it fucking is. Anyway, why am I so angry?
Well, because it's infuriating. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, as minuscule in the grand scheme of things it is, it's still...
I know where the frustration came from. I swear. I mean, look, I'll get upset at anything. Thinking of someone over there that knows I'm right. I wasn't yelling it because I was angry. I was yelling at my hypothetical thing that somebody over there would hear it that agrees with me and hear it, and that yelling wouldn't aggravate them. It would calm them. This fucking comedian nailed it. And they, you know.
It's also infuriating because we're constantly being bombarded with advertising. Everywhere we go with advertising, at least give a fuck.
Right. And you made a mistake. And by the way, how about that? Won't even judge you for making a mistake. But you're not going to realize it?
Oh, I judge you for making a mistake. Fuck you, Southwest Airlines.
You know who doesn't make ads and makes a great product? Tesla Motors.
Ooh. Yeah. By the way, I don't want to talk about it.
How great Tesla Motors are?
Oh, no, I was going to get a new Roomba. No, I'm kidding. I'm not doing either. My Roomba's great. I love it. I'm not kidding around. Roomba, you gave me one for Christmas last year. It was so great. And I think, didn't we do a little song for them?
Todd Glass used to have a Roomba. He could use a brand new Roomba. He's spending his time with an old-fashioned vacuum. Let's get Todd a Christmas Roomba. When he vacuums, he's a-wishing for time with friends that he's a-missing. While doing a job that should be done by a bot, let's get Todd a Christmas Roomba.
Huh? How about that? Roomba.
Awesome.
Roomba, Roomba, we love you. No, my Roomba to George Carlin, there's nothing like turning it on in the morning, and I come back from the gym, all popcorn from the night before, picked up, gone, corners. I shimmied up my, I had a table, and I shimmied it up. I tried not to say what it was because I thought you guys were going to do that thing where you go, oh, Todd does this. So I made it a table.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So made it a table to try not to have to say the word of what it is. But if I say it's a table, it doesn't make sense. Why would I shimmy it up so the Roomba can get underneath it? What table couldn't the Roomba get underneath? A coffee table? Okay, so it's not a big deal. I just overly got nervous. I'm not saying that this is a big deal. I'm just saying I knew it would be a word that you guys would go, so I'm just going to get it over with. Please, just get it over with. Okay, I shimmied up the armoire.
Do I need a comfy chair? It's got to have a fan Day.
Whoa. Oh my goodness.
You're making it sound like I'm... No, it's not that big of a deal. Well, come on. Well,
I'm Todd Glass, and I have an
look at me. Wow. It ain't so low.
Do you like keep things in it?
Whoa. Duncan, bring that over here. My God, are
just
you
toss
high?
Toss it over.
Toss that guitar over here. Do you mind if I give it a shot?
There you go.
Hold on, give me that guitar. Seriously. Give me it.
There you go. And you can sing at the same time?
You thought that that was really... I heard myself do it last week. And you, I know, I'll tell you why you were laughing. Because I was really trying to get it like as hard as I could. I don't think I was good at singing it, but in my head, the only version I could get
you
is...
You were good at the guitar part, though.
Well, the guitar. Give me that guitar. Nah. Anyway, that's how quick I play. So anyway, let's do a nice show. I want people to be proud of the show. I do. I'm proud of you. I would miss you if you weren't on this planet. Some people need to hear that. Just that you would be missed if you weren't here. Do you think, and seriously, that would surprise some people how much they were missed? You think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe we should be extra kind to everybody then.
I don't know about that.
Well, why? I don't know. Be extra
everyone
nice.
Everyone be nice to them? Oof.
Well, do I have a song for the winter concert series tonight that I'm not kidding you, to George Carlin, we're going to soak in. It's just, Elvis Presley wails it away. I was like, you know, I don't, you know, not everybody listens to every show. So I was like probably most people, like 10 years ago even, I was probably like, you know, Elvis, I get it. But then when you look into his body of work and you see the, you know, you can, I think, sometimes go, wow. So this song, he belts it out. Like in the way I like hearing a song belted out. I do. I really like hearing a song belted out like this. I really enjoy it. Anyway, so that's that. So anyway, I'm going to let, so we're all good. John Brand Wagner's here. Rosemary's at home. It's Christmas time, and it's just today. It's like it was boiling hot, like for a short period during the day. The sun was out, and Eric goes into the yard. And what did you say? Bring, ooh, come into the mic.
It's gonna be a long winter.
It's gonna be a long winter.
I was outside for an hour, and I barely got sunburnt.
It's gonna be a long winter. But I have something we could do. It'll be fun to start the show. And you get your guitar out. You put your headphones on, and you're going to listen. He's going to listen to a song that I put on his phone. I don't think he even knows what it is. He might not. He does not know what it is. But I think he knows it. And then you are going to – he's going to sing. He's going to hear. He's going to sing along with the actual song. You're going to try to play guitar, whatever you feel comfortable playing. Well, he
sings. It
doesn't
even have to be what he's singing. He can play anything.
No. You should try to accompany him. Of course. You should try to accompany him. There's no... Do you mind trying?
And we can Stotts play the drums?
Yes. Exactly. Actually, good idea. Yeah. Do you want to get a tambourine or something?
Yes. Yeah. The Todd Glass Band.
Okay. Let's get the tambourine. Is everybody okay? Oh, you know, I can tell you what it is if it'll help you. Yeah. John, we're going to play Ring of Fire. You know that it's Ring of Fire. If you don't, you know now. So, Duncan, now you know it's Ring of Fire. John is going to hear Johnny Cash singing. John Brand Wagner is going to hear him singing on his headphones. He has his, you know, his phone with his music in it. Duncan and Aristotle are going to try to accompany him in the room. Aristotle obviously being on drums and Duncan being on guitar. The only thing they're hearing, they're not hearing the music that John's hearing. Am I over-explaining it? They're just hearing... John sing in the room. But I want to put a little reverb in his voice. John's. And a little reverb in the guitar.
Hello, I'm John Wagner.
Din, 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 din. Say hello, I'm John Wagner again.
Hello, I'm John Brand Wagner.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so John, we're going to say now... I'm very excited. Well, I try to... You know, they say the way you keep people is you keep them in suspense. Everyone's like, I want to hear it. I want to make sure everything's good. You have reverb in your voice?
Yes.
And Duncan, you have reverb in your guitar if you want it. Give it a little distance. Did you get a tambourine?
Aw.
Here we go. John, go ahead, because he's got control of his own music. Just do a little bedding, something, like if he was on stage.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by love's desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
He's humming. The Todd Glass Show. You're going to like the way you look, asshole. And now more John Brand Wagner singing.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet.
Should we?
When arts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 but the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Can I tell you something? There's something so honest about when somebody is willing to do that. And I think it's a good, I don't always have the security to do that. And it's really just a great trust. And it's just you being, because, you know, it feels good to sing along to music, but you never know what you sound like. And it's something very freeing about it and very honest about it. Does that make sense?
Sure, I'll sing.
Do you want to?
No.
You don't want to try it?
No.
Wow. See, I'm afraid
maybe
to.
Maybe next week.
I'm afraid to. John Byrne Wagner's like, wait a second. I just thought I sang really good. Why is everyone saying how brave it was? What a brave.
You're a brave soul.
To sing when you know, it's singing when, you know, it's not knowing how you sound. You know, you sing along to music in the car, you let it fill in where you can't hit the lows and the highs and maybe 90% of it, and you just find one part and you go, yeah. But when that music goes out, this is basically saying what you sound like in the car when the music wouldn't be there, unless you can sing. And it's also hard to sing when you're not singing along with the music, because you sang that thing for the song, so you can obviously, it's a different way to be singing too, let me point that out too. God damn it, I was just trying to have fun. Now everyone's so PC. No, can I be honest? I feel like Rosemary is going to be just, you know, really giving me a lot of shit. Oh, I'm sorry, Todd, but, you know, Duncan is a trained singer. You know, his father was...
dead.
His dad is... No, is he?
Well, dead to no. me.
No, wait. Dad. Rosemary's dad isn't dead, right?
No, you were talking about Duncan.
What?
Oh, saying my dad's dead to me.
Oh, your dad's dead to you. Is this fun Christmas?
It's a Morgan Murphy joke.
Is this fun? Is this fun Christmas stuff? Is this what you want to do on Christmas?
Well, my birthday's, not to be rude, but my birthday's the day after Christmas.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy boo.
My birthday is it?
My I have a birthday every year. Hello, everybody. I have a birthday every year. Oh, boy. I'm going to celebrate my birthday. You want a present?
Thanksgiving.
How about this? This isn't even
Christmas Day. New Year's.
No, you want some for your birthday? This is going to be better than a birthday present. The song. Remember, I wanted to do something, and Joe wanted to do something with, what was the song?
Clarence Carter.
Yeah, this is just an appetizer until we get that one done. Happy birthday, fuckface.
Duncan.
What?
On the Todd Glass Show, it's Duncan. He's on Twitter, you know. At Duncan Carey, spelled with three R's.
What?
Duncan.
Oh. Wow. Right? Right? You know what? If you like it once, they say you'll love it twice. That's just the way they say it. The odds are, if you like it,
Duncan, on the Todd Glass Show, it's Duncan. He's on Twitter, you know.
Everybody's dancing.
At Duncan Carey, spelled with three R's. Just keep Duncan on.
Spicy. Wow, Joe, you know what? That's just great.
He's
wow.
The best.
Oh, Joe. Thank you, Joe, and Merry Holidays and Happy Christmas. I love our new thing about we figured out. I'll never get tired of talking about this. I think if I can be remembered enough, we figured out that you can say it's, I know we've talked this to death, but I don't think we've talked this little ice element of it to death. That the clarity of you can say Merry Christmas at Starbucks. Look, just because you can find 3% of weird situations, overwhelming, I fucking know it. If you went out there to prove me wrong, you wouldn't be able to. If you walk up to any 99%, probably more, of a Starbucks and you go Merry Christmas, all they do is go, same to you, you know, or Merry Christmas to you too. They never, virtually never, I think it's okay to go and say never, say, oh, we don't say Merry Christmas here. So what the argument it is, here's what it is. Let's do it. Go. So walk up to the counter and say, I want to say Merry Christmas, and let's have it out like the way it is. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, so
you're the customer, and you're the one that says you should be able to say Merry Christmas, and I'm going to answer you as the employee. Say, you know, it's stupid.
Yeah. Okay, say it.
Hi, welcome to Starbucks. Or hold on. You say, we'll get it out. You say to me, I want to be able to say Merry Christmas, and then I'll go, oh, you can. But then you want me to say.
Their argument is you're excluding Christmas. Saying Happy Holidays excludes Christmas.
No, it includes Christmas.
Right. They want to exclude.
Well, no, okay, I'll just say it out. It's okay. It's okay. It's probably me. But I thought what I was trying to, the element of you can say Merry Christmas at Starbucks, but what those people are basically saying is, but we want you to say it. Because they can already say it, but that's my point of no matter what Starbucks you go in, if you go in and say Merry Christmas. So they're basically going, yeah, we know we can say it. And they know they can say it. They might play games and say they can't say it. The truth is if they took a deep breath and went under a court of law and go, have you ever been stopped from saying it? They're going to go, no, that sort of became synonymous with you can't say it. Yeah, we can say it. We're mad because they're not saying it. That's what it's saying. It's saying, I want to say it. You can. How do you like that? We call it a day. You can say it. You thought we were going to say no? No, and I want you to say it. Well, back down.
I was going to say, when's anyone ever genuinely been pissed off, like, to your face when you said Merry Christmas? Like, no one's stopping.
No one's exactly. Like,
what did you just say to me?
Right.
Merry Christmas? Right. Oh, Merry Christmas!
Yeah, I'll Merry Christmas
you!
Oh,
yeah. Great! Yeah, I'll go have a Merry Christmas!
Yeah, I'll fucking marry it up right now! What do you think our neighbors think? Wow. So anyway, it's like, I think it's like when they have a courtyard, and there have been these situations like this, and they have a Christmas tree up, and they decide to let everybody put some up. Of course, you know there's people who are annoyed at that. They won't admit it. They'll be like, "Ah, now you can't even have a Christmas corner. You got to have a Hanukkah menorah, and you got to have this the whole." Well, yeah, like yeah.
But what I was trying to say is, they act like we're trying to get rid of Christmas.
They just,
it's like, no, you're trying to get rid of the other holidays.
Yeah.
Happy Holidays does not exclude Christmas, but Merry Christmas excludes everything else.
Exactly.
You're the one excluding.
Like Jimmy Dore said once, "Merry Christmas." When you break it down, it's not so Christmassy. It's not so Christmassy. So anyway, but that's that, and this is that, and that, that, and that, and that, and that, and bat, and bat, and schmat. But I do.
Right.
What?
You know, the solution here is a Christmas tree covered in ornaments that are only menorahs. Ornaments.
Can I tell you why I don't think? I think even some really smart people can get caught up to think that it's okay. It's, you know, sometimes you want to talk about one little a serious thing, but isolated instead of waiting for the show. Just something that I had clarity with this literally just 30 seconds ago of, should I be embarrassed to still talk about this? Because you know there's some people that go, I can't, it's not even worth talking about. Why is Todd breaking it down? I think you're wrong. I think it's worth every ounce of energy that I break down that, because it symbolizes something bigger than that. And it has to do with, you know, just like you know, they said it has to do with people that don't want to share. And that is real life. That does represent real life. That because they can't say it. So they get mad at a cup. It's not the cup. It's they're tired of everything, and that's the last goddamn straw. If it was only the cup in their heads, they'd be happy. But it's you can't do this, you can't do that. Now we don't even get our fucking cup. If that was about a cup, I know it's not worth talking about. It's not. That cup says so fucking much about what's out there in the world of, yeah, we're tired of fucking got to take every fucking buddy into consideration these fucking days. Every fucking time you turn the corner, there's a new group that wants to be fucking treated fairly. And I'm fucking sick of it. It's true? Never ending. It's never ending. This, you can't, you got to learn about them. If they said it, how what was actually the reality, here's what they'd sound like. I should learn about them. I should learn about them. I'll just learn about everybody and end up, like I do in my act, and end up loving everybody. Every time there's a new group of people, I'll fucking learn about them and end up loving them. Okay, well, that's great. That's what they're tired of. So the cup is like one more fucking goddamn thing. They're going, I know it includes us. I see the Christmas part of it on the cup, but I don't want it all those other fucking people. Tired of giving. I got to learn about every fucking group of people. I got to take everybody into consideration.
Is that George Carlin?
Why do they call it Blueberry? By the way, that really makes me feel calm when I do that because it really does voice what they represent.
Well, and then the worst part is you have to buy Starbucks too, so they can't have a choice in the situation like... They just are forced to abide by what Starbucks says and, like, I don't know, be kind to other people and, like...
Well, I'm not going to have any more of it. This is a Christmas show.
Look, I derive all my kindness from corporations.
Right,
exactly. I don't have it inside. I'm only nice because brands tell me to be nice.
You think I'd be nice if I didn't have this, fucking mug that said be nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm nice, because the other day... This guy was going to, he was helping me move my car. And I thought about after he helps pushing me, I'll walk back and like just punch him in the dick with the tire iron. Nah, just to be funny. And then I had my mug in my car. It said, be nice. I went, you know what? I should probably be nice. You have something like this happen, haven't you?
Oh, are you talking about, the thing with my grandma?
Your be nice mug. Has that ever helped you out in a situation?
Well, yeah, the thing with my grandma, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, she wanted me to drive 20 minutes out of my way to help her out around the house, and I was like, yeah, grandma, do it yourself, you old lady.
Oh,
but bad. Then I looked at my be nice mug. I was like,
yeah,
I was only gonna do laundry and watch TV for the next 3 hours anyways. I guess I could help her out for like 10 minutes. But that mug, really, I mean, if it wasn't for that mug, my grandma might not be having as clean a house as she currently does.
And we sell the Be Nice mugs on the Todd Glass website. And I have a story about a Be Nice mug. And I had my neighbor come over about 2 months ago, and she said that your car is parked on the side where you're going to get a ticket. Knocked on my door. Was not, and for whatever the reason, I'm not proud of it. I thought when she turned around, push her off the front porch so she'll fall and get some serious brain damage because it's a big fall. And then I turn... And it's on my coffee table. This is a true story, and I see my Be Nice mug. And instead, I said, hey, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And I said, that's really sweet of you. I go, I feel like I just saved $85. And I just had an honest rapport with her. And it was all because of my Be Nice mug. You have a story, don't you?
I was coming out of the 7-Eleven, and someone left their car running while they ran in. And I was going to steal their car. Oh. And as I opened the door, I saw that they had a mug that said Be Nice.
Wow. Hold on. There is mic movement. Oh, can you take that mic? Mic movement. Mic movement. Mic movement. Alert. Alert on the show. It's mic movement. Clapping to a discreet.
There was
John Brangner Winder. You had something.
Weird.
John Brangner Winder.
It's a weird circumstance, and I was going to punch a puppy. But,
oh, no.
But
no,
I saw my Be Nice mug.
The Todd Glass. You have a gift from the Todd Glass show, the Todd Glass Be Nice mug?
I was drinking a cup of coffee, and I decided not to punch.
What did you end up doing to the puppy then?
I got it spayed and neutered.
Aww.
Spayed and neutered. Wow.
And you ever think you're just kissing it for this bit? Why do you have to have it put under the knife with anesthesia for the happy part of this bit? Instead of punching the puppy, I gave it a serious operation that could possibly kill it. I'm buying all my Cadence from Andy Kindler. I rented it from him for the Christmas episode because I think it'll make me funnier. Didn't you have something happen with the Be Kind mug? Oh, Eric, did you already? Oh, yeah, you did. Go ahead, Aristotle.
I remember one day waking up and going to my mom, who was in the kitchen, who asked for help cleaning the kitchen.
Oh, what did you say
I
to her?
I thought, why? It's just going to get dirty anyways. And then I pulled out, she was washing the dishes, and then she was washing my Be Nice mug. And so I thought, I should help her clean.
Wow.
Whoa.
And then she dropped it. So I took a shit in the kitchen.
You know, Rory Scovel.
Boo.
No, come on.
Fuck Rory
come on, stop
Scovel.
It, guys.
Fuck Rory
no,
Scovel.
No, come on.
Fuck Rory
come
Scovel.
Come on. Come on.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Come on.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Come on. He knows what he did.
No, come on, stop. Come on.
Fuck Rory
no, stop.
Fuck Rory
guys,
Scovel.
Guys,
Rory
stop for seriously.
Fuck
stop seriously.
Rory
guys, stop. Seriously.
Fuck
seriously.
Rory
seriously. Guys,
fuck
stop.
Rory
stop. Stop. You can start up again if you want. You can start up again. Guys,
Scovel.
Guys, stop.
Fuck Rory
you can
Scovel.
Start again if you want. All I'm asking you to do is listen to me out. That's all I'm asking, okay? First of all, Rory
Man.
Is a good... No, guys.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Oh, my
fuck
God.
Gross.
Fuck guys.
You.
Guys.
Let's hear
guys.
Him out. Let's hear him
okay.
out.
Guys,
okay,
I'm not
say?
Even joking around.
Let's hear him
you
out.
You got to fucking hear me out.
Okay.
Okay, Rory
out.
Has been...
Man.
I'm not going to try
fuck
again.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
All right.
Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel.
Listen,
fuck
Rosemary
Rory
listens
Scovel.
To the show. We're going to have to edit it in.
Oh, yeah, Rosemary's listening.
Okay, the heck with Rory Scovel. The heck with Rory Scovel. The heck with Rory.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
No, stop, 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 stop.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
It does. You know what? You don't sound evolved. I know you're, I don't, come on. Oh, God, do I have some great stuff. So I saw Rory Scovel. God bless you all. God bless it. Stop, 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 stop. God, stop and God bless you. Thanks for ignoring everything. It was great. So what a great comeback. You mate, you're the comeback kids with bits. Fuck Rory Scovel. I really did forget. I go, well, let me go back to the story. So can I tell the story? You're going to do it. I guess you're going to do it. I mean, it's not going to surprise me. So if you do it, it's not... No harm done. I think it's better to do it when the person doesn't expect it.
Well, do what?
Okay, so I'm just going to do it. You could do it again. Eventually, I'm going to get to tell the story. I'd like to tell it sooner.
Are you sure?
So Rory Scovel's always been close to me. Okay, so when I was over his house, I thought I'd make him a cake. But instead, I thought maybe I'll just shit in a cake. And watch him eat it and then videotape it and laugh it. And I was going to do that. I'd shit all over the plate. I rubbed the cake all over it. And dog shit from the yard, to be honest with you. I don't want to, you know, I didn't want to be my shit for whatever reason. That seemed worse. So I took the dog shit from the yard and I smeared it all over the inside of a cake. This is a true story. I cut it in half long ways with a knife. Just when I tell people to put ice cream on the cake, I put the shit on the cake. I microwaved it to soften it up just like the ice cream so it would spread all over. That was the grossest part. It hit like a bubble and it went off in the microwave. But that's a gross story. But anyway, but I got a new microwave. I threw it out. So anyway, no, listen up. So, and then, then I saw his Be Nice mug, and instead I played with their baby, and we just had a good time talking and, like, making it laugh and sort of appreciate each other and also appreciating seeing, like, something new in his life and watching Rory's interaction with the baby. Is no, come on.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
No, come on.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
You know what? You guys, I hope I never do. You think I do
fuck
you wrong.
Rory Scovel.
Can I tell you something? I'm not
Rory
mad
Scovel.
At Rory Scovel anymore. Stop, stop. Duncan, stop it. You have to stop it. Stop it. It's really rude.
Boo.
No, stop it. Stop it. No, stop. Rory is a good friend of
boo.
Mine. Oh, you got
fuck Rory Scovel.
What?
Fuck Rory Scovel.
You know what
until
if he listens?
He
what if he
until
listens?
He
what if he listens to the show? You don't care that might hurt his feelings?
Who? I hope it does.
Rory Scovel.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
It's so rude.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
It's so
fuck
rude.
Rory Scovel.
I'm surprised you're the one defending him.
Well,
after
it wasn't the worst thing. And you look, everyone knows what he did. If you don't, you can read about it on blogs. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, Rory's a good friend of mine, and
boo!
I just...
No friend treats you like that.
Well...
Boo!
All right, stop. I don't. You don't need the boo. It's not getting anything done. Rory doesn't hear it. It's just...
Boo! Fuck Rory Scoble!
All right, what are we doing? We're changing. Oh, by the way, I think John Brand Wagner 90% figured out this has been the most long-going saga on the history of the Todd Glass Show. And by the way, I couldn't figure it out. Jake couldn't figure it out. Eric, it was just, you know what it was? Jake. It was also a pain in the ass. But John Brand Wagner got the FX bulb to work in the studio. So now if we want to make it purple or blue or pulsate, and it's just really a lot of fun. What?
The notes are like glowing in the dark.
Oh, the notes are glowing in the dark. That's so cool.
Oh, sick tip.
And all the notes. Can we listen to this? Can we get the winter concert series out of the way? Because that way I'll enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
So,
As long as it's not Rory Scovel.
Thank you.
Well, are you sure you don't want to wait 15 minutes?
Why? Why?
Duncan on the Todd Glass Show. It's Duncan. He's on Twitter, you know. At Duncan Carey, spelled with three R's. Just keep Duncan on.
Wow. Hey, Rosemary, are you having fun? Rosemary! Rosemary! It's fun imagining Rosemary listening to the show. I think that's the way we should know that for the rest of the show, she's going to listen. So we should just know that when we talk, she will hear everything we say. She used to try to skip around the word out on the street is, but she goes, you know what? I miss it. One time I missed my name 6 times because I skipped forward. And I never forgave myself. Rosemary, 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 Rosemary. Steve Feinarts is probably driving over here right now to take a swing at your mom. He's so angry. He goes, that's my place, you fucking...
I used to say Bitter Buddha.
Bitter Buddha. Now it's Rosemary this, Rosemary this. Ends up, your mom gets, I don't want to say it. He tries to snuff her out. Steve, you know Steve Feinarts, he's a loose cannon. She'll be walking to the supermarket. Next thing you know, she's on the ground.
He is unpredictable.
With a soft choke on her neck, Steve going, that's all right, just ease up. Ease up. And then he gives her $100 for shopping. He feels so guilty. But he doesn't want the Bitter Buddha place taken, so ease it up, Rosemary. Now I don't want also Rosemary to get, like, what if she starts emailing every week? No, that's not a good idea, because then I'll feel bad. I'll have to respond. I just like knowing you're out there. By the way, you did write a very nice email. Honestly, to George Carlin, it made me feel good. Anytime somebody says, she admitted that she had a crush on me. No, she did. She didn't want anyone to know. And I said I wasn't going to say anything, but I need ratings. Hey.
Well, you did reserve her a seat for the winter concert series, right?
I did.
Yeah, you got her a nice seat.
I did get her a nice seat. And this is going to be crazy. Let me explain how this is set up. I guess we should just enjoy it, maybe pretending we're there. Sometimes I try to maybe pretend they're there, but the problem is Elvis has passed away. So for me to maybe...
What?
No, he's here. He's here. He's here. I like the way he sells the song. This is a sad song. Can I have that pen? It's the ugliest pen in the world. I'm throwing it out.
I'll put it right over here.
Hey, how about the bubbles we had tonight? I'm sorry to call you Bubble Man, but I have high regard for you. Bubble Man in Atlanta, you know, he comes to the shows. He brings a bubble machine. It's like, I need to get the name of your bubble guy. All right, listen, that's not things that are big troubles in my life. No, I need the name, not your bubble guy. I knew that would be funny. I need the name of the bubble machine you have. This guy's got a remote control bubble machine. He brings it to the show. Bubbles come pouring out. I'm so embarrassed. I'm saying it over the top, but I'm also serious. Of my bubble machine, it's embarrassing. 3 bubbles, bloop, bloop, bloop. What do I expect the guest to do? Oh, great. Who gives a shit? 3 bubbles. With this bubble machine...
You should go tell that to kids at the hospital that have cancer.
Well, you know what? I do both. So John Brand Wagner buys me a handheld bubble machine tonight, and it is amazing. Look at the world we live in. Look at the world we live in. I'm keeping it away from the computer. So just picture, we're in a room. It's very red and green in this room, and it's got a fake fire going. There's poinsettias, too, in places. It feels Christmassy, and we're in a barn, a very barn feeling with old wood. And There's bubbles all over the place. And because I have a portable bubble machine that John Brand Wagner bought me, and I really like it. A lot of... Oh, it's dripping. Oh, is this a cheap one? Sure, you know, you could see, you know, Rosemary right now.
I gave him the money for that.
Well, I
machine.
Didn't know it was a joke. We it was better than his bubble machine, even by his own merit, sweetheart. That's her talking to you. Well, you should march in there.
We researched it on Amazon for 8 hours.
Hold on, I have an idea. I'm going to find the phone voice, and until I do, I'm not coming back to that mic. So you better hold my phone.
No, hi, is this Todd? Is this Todd?
Yes.
Hi, Todd. This is Simon from Honda. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So we got your email that you sent in. You said you were having a little trouble finding your phone voice this year?
Yeah, just with this this sound effects machine I have, it sometimes it's hard to find the different voices I want, and I don't have the one I want is $140.
Oh, well, we partnered with our friends over at Guitar Center and got you a 10% off coupon for a sound machine, and that's going to be a savings of $14. Is that going to help?
It's going to help.
Season?
Hold on.
This is going to sound so much better.
What can you do?
Watch it. That's going to help so much. Just been a very...
Wait. Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Did you notice any difference?
I sound like I'm on the phone now.
You're welcome, from your friends over at Honda.
Shut up!
Yeah.
What?
So are you going to tell your friends to buy a Civic anytime soon?
Of course I'm going to tell them. Civic's a great car. And Honda, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Todd.
That was a double entendre sort of meeting.
Do you know how long it took me to find that phone voice? I was so fucking mad, but I never showed it. Because I'm a professional. Do it again, Honda. I want to call you for Honda.
You call me.
I want to make up what you did for me. You just throw it to me.
Oh, hi. Is this Steven?
Yeah, this is Steven.
Hi, Steven. This is Tim over at Honda.
Oh, hi, Tim. We were expecting your call.
Oh, you were? You sent us in an email last week.
I did.
Did you want to just kind of recap what you said?
Well, I had lost a pack of gum, and... you know, it's 89 cents, and I felt a little weird about going and buying another pack of gum for 89 cents, so I just went without a pack of gum.
Well, us here at the Helpful Honda Dealer, we actually happen to have one...
Call me back again. I got another one. Call me back. Call me back.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, hello?
Oh, hi. This is Tim over at Honda. Who's...
Oh, hi, Tim. This is Jerry. I emailed you guys,
Jerry,
and I got your
email.
I got your response.
Yeah, and that's why I want to touch base.
I lost a penny. I lost a penny.
Wow. And, like, how's that really set you back?
Well, I wanted to buy a piece of gum, and I had 10 pennies, and I lost the one, so now I can't get another penny.
Us over here at Honda, we might not be able to get you a new stick of gum, but we have gotten you a round-trip flight to Seattle to go to the Wall of Chewed Gum, where you can get an old piece. How does that help you?
Duncan! Wow.
Duncan. I was just thinking a good alternate would have been that you got your lucky penny and you cut it with those scissors that can cut coins.
Oh, yeah. It's not even. I had to cut it and I'm missing half a penny. Well, we're going to team up. The lower the price gets, the more pathetic it is when they're teaming up. I don't think you need to be. Oh, you're getting another person's going to chomp at the credit for this? Yeah, the people over at Honda teamed up. Does that mean, if I know anything about the business world, you got another company to pay 100% of it somehow? Telling them, but with your...
We partnered with that cutlery team to get you 10 pairs of scissors.
Yeah, great. Great. Hey, you know, use the proper word, but your friend back a while ago, he said his dog, he thought, was really clinically like...
Well, he was yelling at his dog, and then he goes, I literally think that my...
He used the R word. Yeah. He used the R word. He said he thinks his dog's...
mentally challenged.
Yeah, retarded.
Then why are you yelling at it?
Right.
You literally think that that's how your dog is?
If your dog, if your dog has a problem, then you got to, you know, it's not...
You have to show even more.
By the way, can I tell you why I'm telling this story?
Why?
Because I want to. No. Because because it says what I want to say sideways. That is an interesting thing because when you put it that cleanly... If the end result is to get the dog to do what you want it to do, and let's say you're probably dogs that have, you know, challenges, then you now know that even if it did work, And it doesn't. But here's to really challenge people, when you have especially a child with special needs or autism, even if it is right for a child that doesn't have it, what are you going to do if you don't have the patience? Because you're not going to argue that a child that has genuine difficulties can be yelled at. So it's like it forces someone to say with the dog, like, yeah, this is all about your patience and nothing to do with the training of your dog. Every time you yell at your dog or whatever, won't really help it learn. Like, you watch Caesar and you watch it. If you're doing anything but that, you're just really saying, this is not about training my dog. I mean, obviously anybody can go, it's all about me not being able to control myself. Because you know that that's not giving you the outcome. Deep down, your smart part of you goes, I know, and I see how he works with dogs. It just takes a shit ton of patience, and I don't have it. So at this point, deep down, you're going, no, I don't have the patience to do it the right way. I know. I see it work, and it probably fucking does. But I don't have the fucking patience. So you either prove you do or just sit back and go, God damn it. This has nothing to do with the training of my child or my dog and everything to do with just me going, no, I don't got. I see the way they do it. It just takes a sick fucking amount of patience to do it that way, and it proves I get it the way I say it, but I don't have it.
Well, yeah, it's a level of maturity to be self-aware, to know your own limits, because right. At the end of the day, you're the responsible one, so the onus is on you to be the calm one and understand the situation.
Right.
Be
it is hard
in the situation. Not that, yeah, like you said, like, it's not easy to do, but at the same time, that's your job.
I get tangled up in a hose and I start punching it. I swear, I go, oh, you want to fucking learn? I literally say, I'm not proud of this, but to George Carlin, I'll go, oh, you want to go at it? I once took a hose right to the trash. I go, oh, you think I'm fucking around? I literally threw it out. You want to twist and bend? Oh, you think I'm being little cutesy with you? Oh, I'm going to, now you're fucking trash. Now, right in the fucking trash. No, you didn't win. I won.
Enjoy that for the rest of your life.
By the way, if they made a hose, if they made, you know those hoses that shrink? Uh-huh. I tried to order one, a good one. I thought, I know there's cheap ones, but let me order. I fucking love those if there could be one that didn't bust. And I don't even turn the water pressure up on it. But you know what I'm talking about? They're black and they really do shrink. They're great. They really are great.
For a couple weeks.
For a couple weeks, and then I've had the experience where they bust. Whatever the company is, wherever, if somebody knows a good one, if they go, no, you got to get this one. Because I can't, can I tell you,
like,
know,
it gets,
you know,
holes in it?
It gets a hole. There's like an inner lining of the hose, that there's the black part on the outside, the material, and then there's something in with underneath there, and it expands, and yeah, eventually it gets a hole. But I like the way they wrinkle up. I like a well-rounded hose. So I bought new hoses, and I never undid them. I just put wire around them. So you couldn't undo them because it's perfectly round. You know the look of a brand new hose? That you can never get it back like that. Well, I can. And even if I tell people, I don't care. Over, if you look at it, when you walk up my front step, when you walk up the path and you see that hose over there that's perfectly wound, you're like, fuck, this yard is fucking being maintained. It looks like the Nalibotskis. That's what it looks like, yeah. Everything's got a place. Wow.
Those Alabotskis really
those
caught you.
Those Nalibotskis. No, well, I guess you could say that, but I think they made me, I like it the way I am. Thank you, the Nalibotskis. Oh, I wish they knew. I think they do. Yeah, because we had talks when I was like, you know, I was in sixth grade when I used to go look at their house.
Oh, oh, I was in sixth grade.
Yeah, I was
Yeah.
Whoa. Why is that bragging?
So tough.
How's that bragging?
Hello, no. Fifth grade, I've already passed that.
Oh,
I'm in the
no,
sixth
that's,
grade.
I used to look down on fifth grade.
No. I don't think you're making
it.
I think I just.
Oh, division. Yes, whoa. I can.
You guys
that.
Might
I'm
be wrong.
Grade.
You guys might be
seventh
wrong here. You guys might
I
be
know.
Wrong.
Whoa.
No, I get the joke usually. I get the not joke, the necessary teasing. But just because I say I'm in sixth grade,
whoa!
I've seen this before.
My head was the
sure, I've seen this.
Oh, great.
Oh, my goodness.
Sure.
Oh, no, Mom. I'll be home around 3:30. We have an extra hour of class
I'm
in
so
sixth grade.
Well, I don't. No, I didn't say that, so I don't know how that gets assigned to me.
Oh!
Wait, to George Carlin, is that a real thing
no.
for you? Because I was say, whoa, how different our schools were.
That's just from kindergarten to first grade, right?
Something
was
like
a half day for kindergarten.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that far back.
Oh, I do.
nap time was the best.
Give me a big. Why do I love these so much? You know, if I say that, what do I want right now? Give me something. Give me something more. Come on, give it to me again. Everybody ask it. Have fun. Ask for it. Go big or small. You get either one you want. Give it to me. Give me it one more time. Put some reverb in our mics.
Yeah.
Come on, Duncan.
Yeah.
Come on, ask for it.
John Bang Wagner, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Come into the room. I ain't even strong enough.
John Bang Wagner, why don't you give me some of that drums? Come on, give me something bigger than that. All right, now let's go big time, John Bang Wagner.
Gentlemen, we got Eric Olson here.
Eric Olson, everybody. Wow. Give me something small. Give me my friend Eric Olson something nice. Give Rosemary a little bit of a boom. Give her another bang. Wake Rosemary up. Boom. Rosemary, wake up, Rosemary.
And now the winter concert series.
Oh yeah! Can we really enjoy this?
Yes.
Close it. Let's get the room dark. Hold on. Put some reverb in it. And
okay. What?
We're in an hour.
We are. Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. So go ahead. Let it. Go ahead. Just really sit back. Oh, put it into the room.
What now, my love? Now that you left. How can I live to another day?
Let it breathe.
Watching my dreams turn into ashes, and all my hopes into bits of clay.
Let it breathe, everybody. Let it breathe.
Once I could see.
Take it home.
Great.
Wow, that was me.
Can you find
it? That was me for my love. I sing, sure. What is that? Bump, 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 bump. I love that progression. Bump, 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 bump. Hey, let's get Johnny. Before we get Johnny Colorado out here, is everybody feeling good?
Yeah.
Do we have anything we didn't do here? Get these jingles all lined up. Let's be professional. Let's get rid of some. Let's get rid of some. Let's get rid of the five. We want to get rid of this?
Some of the jingles?
Nope.
Are we being canceled?
They canceled the jingles.
Well, now I feel better. All right, I'll leave it. I'll leave it. No, I don't want to be a dick. What about this? Should we leave this? Yeah, we need that. Well, what about this? You think we should get rid of this or keep it? Seriously, don't be shy. Tell me the truth. We're going to consolidate and finish this show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Todd Glass Show, Todd Glass Show, Todd Glass all the way. Oh, what fun it is to hear at 9 o'clock Friday. Todd Glass Show, Todd Glass Show, Todd Glass all the way.
Your mother eats beef jerky. That used to be a play I had called Your Mother Eats Beef Jerky.
Wow.
What was it called?
It was called Your Mother Eats Beef Jerky.
Oh, what was it about?
It was about my mother and she ate beef jerky.
Wow.
That's right. My mother, come on, come out and say, you go, my mother eats beef jerky, everybody. And you know what, if my mother was... No, I don't like this character. My mother eats beef jerky. And if she wants to eat beef jerky, she'll eat it. Quite frankly, I don't think it's any of your business. And I think if you did more things you'd like, you'd be happier than worrying about my mother eating beef jerky. That's right. Let her eat beef jerky. What if... Oh, my God, Rosemary. I forgot about her listening.
Oh.
She thinks we're crazy. That was a bit. That was a bit. And what if we did that?
The last bit was about a guy who did something.
See, it's a bit.
And then somebody did something else, and then something else happened. And then somebody did something else, and then something else happened. And then everybody...
When I take calm, I get too wound up with bits. And what about just talking? Right, I can do it all. Well, that's why they're mad. Because, yes, I can turn off all the bells and whistles and just start having a good conversation, get a fire going. Matter of fact, let's get the lights a little lower in the room so that fire really stands out. And let's darken it up a little bit in here.
Wow.
Just talk. Wow.
Where are you?
Duncan?
Eric!
Hello.
I'm right here, guys.
Duncan!
Duncan!
Aristotle!
Aristotle! Where are you?
Duncan!
Who is that?
Wait, it's John.
Is that you?
John Brand Wagner!
John Brand Wagner! Guys!
Is that...
Guys! Duncan, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I
okay,
don't know
we're anymore. Still in...
Whose hand is on
oh
my leg?
God.
I tripped him!
Oh, no! My God.
Johnny Colorado! Go see if you can grab Aristotle. He's falling off the side of the mountain.
Aristotle, you here?
Yes.
Where are you?
No, guys. Okay, back to the bit. I just have the lights dark in the studio. We're all still at the studio. To ground yourself, reach forward and touch your microphone. There. Now you're right there.
I did trip. Though.
I just wanted to get it dark in here to feel the vibe.
That's not your microphone.
I'm tired.
It's not a good idea to hide in the dark.
What?
Go, 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 go.
Turn the lights on.
Oh, Jesus. I'd rather have the lights on a little.
Yeah,
we're in a fort. That's what the show should be called. Todd Glass does a show in a fort. And you know what? I'll build a fort.
We did that. We were in a fort last week.
Well, we're in a fort now. I know. But that I'd feel comfortable. If that was the name of the show, people would be like, sometimes it seems like they're in a fort. Yeah, that's the name of the show. And you can really shove it in people's faces and do right.
You can change the name to the Todd Glass Fort.
That's right. Well, all I'd have to do to make this a fort is to change the way we get in here. I'm going to hoist this thing into a tree after the show and try to stop me. Try to stop me. You'll never stop me. So anyway, I have calmness now. We just hang out. We talk. Is there anything you want to ask me? Anything interesting? I wrote some things down here.
Ooga.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ooga. We were attacked by the Russians.
Ooga.
This show, a part of it that made it make sense, was attacked by the Russians. We're coming in an awkward minute and a half later situation. In other words, one thing was happening, and then all of a sudden you heard this, and we were hacked by the Russians. We, hi, how are you? Well, it worked. We forgot where we were at, okay? We forgot where we were at, because can I tell what really happened? You're listening to the show, and all of a sudden, John Brand Wagner, he said he figured out the FX bulb, and that operates by his phone. We're all chilling out, having a good time, and then all of a sudden it goes to its brightest power, and we're like, what, what? John Brand Wagner goes, could you edit that out? And we did, but now I'm talking about it. So that's why we lost. And then we're like, so we took a break, because it literally was 200 watts of light, and then all of a sudden, and then
Our flesh got burned off.
Some of our flesh got burned off. That's what he did to the Christmas show. Oh, my forearm is melted to the table. That's how bright the light was. So we took a break because we were literally acted like there was a dinosaur coming at us. We're like, wah! And then we took a break. And then we go, right before we got blinded by the light. Where...
John Brand Wagner put the light
that
on.
That should be our
light,
winter concert right there.
That should be our, yeah. Oh, we were seriously blinded by the light. Like, this light comes on. It's so bright. And we're like, screaming. We're, like, you know, genuinely. We're, like, what? What the fuck happened, you know?
It is and, Christmas time. Yeah, what if it was Jesus?
Yeah. Wait a second. That was the type of light that Jesus would...
And we scared him away.
It was 200. It was like a... it was a bolt of light. And we were all blinded by it.
He did a red fox on us. He's like, oh, these five people.
I was hoping he got blinded by the light. What, you couldn't get a version of it?
It's an ad.
It's an ad? What's an ad?
YouTube video.
Let's see.
This is us.
What? This was us. Okay, we're having a good time. And then the bolt of light. Boom! Boom! A bolt of light. But you know what? That's unimportant, and I'm being childish. You can take the reverb out of my voice.
What do they say there in that song?
Revved up like a douche?
No, that's the joke. Revved up like a deuce.
Yeah, that's the bad comedian's joke.
But I really don't know what
no,
to
no,
say.
Not that. Yeah, no. That song. Like, rap up, they would go, wrapped up like a douche, and it was like, ah, closer. You know what? I was always jealous I couldn't sing, because I would have stolen it.
You know who
Paul
wrote
F. Tompkins
it?
Doesn't listen.
You know who wrote it, though?
Who?
Bruce Springsteen, no joke.
Oh, well, the real song.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the bad song parody.
Oh, no, bad song parody. No, I think that was Weird Al.
Does Johnny Colorado have his intro music here? Does Johnny Colorado have his intro music? Johnny Colorado, everybody, he's back.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Aristotle, you're back. John Brand Wagner, you're back. Eric Colson, you're back. And of course, my good friend, Todd Glass.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Todd, I'm great. How
are
you?
I love your positivity, and I love your energy, and you're just great.
Oh, thank you, Todd. You're great. Happy holidays to you.
For people that are listening to the show for the first time, remember, the Johnny Colorado cannot hear what I'm saying right now. He has a puppet operated by Duncan, and there's a different way we talk to puppets. So when you're listening to the show for the first time, understand right now, I'm talking to Johnny Colorado. He has a puppet, but we don't tell him that. We just... Hey, anyway, Johnny.
Oh, hi. How's
How you
going?
Doing? I'm doing good. So, you're good?
Yeah, I'm great. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Why is it your favorite time of the year?
Well, we as human beings, we can all universally put our differences aside every once in a while and remind ourselves that
We love each other at the end of the day. Sure, there's outliers who can spread hatred or meanness towards each other, but there's an overwhelming majority where we just want what's best for each other. So whether it be your relatives, your friends, your coworkers.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. How come you can be so, you know, I got to be honest, and you know, you want you to answer me this. Why do all the other acts you see, the ventriloquist acts, I don't know how to reference this. Why is the
puppet community, the puppeteer,
yeah,
puppet
community. Why are they always so you prove you can be kind and nice and smart. Why do they most people in the puppeteers they make the puppet say horrible things and be racist? It seems like you could do the opposite because you're such a lovable character and you could spread.
Well, thank you, Todd.
Well, it's so funny. You're so charming, and you are, and then
you're making me blush, Todd.
Well, it's true, and it's so powerful. You have such a because you're such the likability from you is so overwhelming that you have a way of saying things and making it make sense. So you know, it's nice to hear when somebody is saying the right things as opposed to, you know.
Well, yeah, cashews of the world. If you catch my drift.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't.
The almonds, if you catch my drift, in
world. He's putting his hand up to his mouth.
If you catch my drift.
No, wait, you don't want, you're putting your hand up over your mouth. Is that because you don't want Aristotle to hear it?
No.
Oh,
I just don't want
comedic effect.
I don't want word to get out that I'm naysaying some of the bigger puppet acts.
Oh, you're talking about,
I didn't name names.
Well, oh, now I get you're talking about Jeff Dunham and
who? I didn't name any names.
Well, okay,
names.
I get what you're saying though. Hey, look,
I didn't say anything.
It is what it is. I don't have to defend it or care about it.
I'm merely a member of a greater community, and I'm but one participant.
No, I'm good. Good to see you spreading the good love.
What
do you do for Christmas?
Oh,
you and Eric are going on a trip.
Yeah, we're actually
where are you going, Eric? I swear, why didn't you tell me this?
Are you
being serious?
Well, it was kind of like a last minute thing.
I don't care.
We both don't have family.
Oh, where are you guys going?
We're going to Seattle.
We heard about the gum wall in the last episode.
I heard about the gum wall, and I was just infatuated. I said, "How could that many filthy pigs all decide to congregate in one?"
No, you're right.
Telling me that you can't chew gum. Why was that?
Well, not to get too graphic, but. I don't have any teeth.
Oh.
Oh, no, I don't like that. I don't like reference. There's a fine line of how I will accept you, but I will not want to make... I know you don't
well,
have
it's,
teeth.
Well, it's
know,
not about accepting, Todd. It's a fact.
I know, but you do have teeth.
You've got soft teeth.
Yeah.
That's the kindest thing anyone's ever said. You two are a joy. That is so nice of you. All I've ever wanted is to be told I have soft teeth.
I heard you like to whistle. Why don't you whistle along with this song? It's a good whistler. That's a great...
Thank you.
You can't
Thank
whistle you. Like that with teeth, you
without,
said?
Without teeth.
Yeah, well.
The softest of teeth.
Softest teeth. You've soft
softest
teeth.
Felt.
You have the softest teeth I've ever seen.
Thank you.
I love it. Where are you going for Christmas? You and Eric in Seattle? Where are you going to stay? At a hotel?
We're figuring it out. I think a hotel, like something, well, not to brag. I've heard this show before, so I know what happens, but maybe the Four Seasons.
Whoa! Oh! He loves it. He's saying it the Four Seasons. I'm so great.
Oh, boy. The
No, I wasn't even bragging. Come on.
No. Oh, I stay at the Four Seasons. I'm so great. Pause. I got to do it, guys. Just suspended time. The Johnny Colorado, Duncan has him like loving the bit so much. I want you to picture like when we're doing it, he's laughing. He's like me. And then he's doing the same thing as when he goes. Oh, come on.
Like, I know it's teasing, but you just have to soak it in when it's happening to you.
Four Seasons. You stayed at the Four Seasons?
Yeah, we're
going to. Oh! I stay. save the Four Seasons.
Oh, no, it wasn't even.
Whoa, excuse me. I'm not. The one season isn't good enough for me. I steal from Aristotle. Two seasons. I'm in the fourth.
I wasn't even trying to brag, guys. Come on.
Nah, it's a.
You have a cousin that works there, right?
Yeah, yeah. We get a family discount.
You do?
He gives us 10% off all of the small.
Can I tell you, I'd rather
snacks.
Not have. I'd rather have no percent off. I'm not 10%. You know what? I'll do without it. I mean, I'll take it, but I'm not going to get excited. 10%. Woo. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about like when someone gives you, like you're the, hey, I gave you 10% off. Thank
you. Yeah,
you're
really
I appreciate
helping
it.
Me.
Never mind. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm just talking out my ass.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, Johnny.
Aristotle's here. I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Of course.
If only there were a song.
I would really love.
Grateful for Aristotle. We're grateful for Aristotle on the Todd Glass Show. He reads us a poem. We're lucky to know him. We're grateful to Aristotle and his use of reverb.
Ba 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 ba.
I'd really love if your cousin that worked at the Four Seasons was a pillow.
Was it pillow?
Works
oh.
As a pillow.
Oh,
a sheet. That's like along those lines.
We have to create some boundaries, right, Aristotle? I mean, what's your name?
What?
You look a little
I
like
I feel unwelcome all of a
no,
sudden.
No, I know. I don't
what,
like
what's
this
happening
world.
Around here.
By the way,
is this some fake news podcast? What's going on? I don't know what's real anymore.
To George Carlin, that's why I love that word. I do want to. I have to. We have to. There are boundaries. Like you're like, oh no, we don't talk about him like he's. But then I was a second ago. So I want to do some clear thinking. But when as we're talking about it, the way when you start reacting like he's, it makes me even feel worse.
A pillow? Is that all I am to you guys?
No, stop it.
A
that's
pillow.
Not, let's
a pillow
pretend
with a
that was never said. Let's move on. Like we erase it from the life.
Right.
So anyway, I'm
sorry. I was doing that for comedic effect. Actually, I wasn't too offended.
Well, you know what? You should be. It's not nice.
No, Aristotle. Aristotle is a good person.
No, you're not. Heart. You're not. You're a real person. You're not just a dummy.
Well, thank you, Todd.
You have soft teeth.
You're no
you're,
dummy either.
Well, that's not what my test results say, but no, I get it.
Oh! Oh!
No, what are you talking about?
Oh,
I just insulted myself.
Oh!
Oh, you do. I never saw this character you do.
Yeah, it's Johnny Coolerado.
Oh, let me hear a little bit of it. Is that your drummer?
Yeah, that's Eric Coolerummo.
Let me hear what your act is.
Hey, so I went to the store the other day. They said that candy bar is 99 cents. I said I'll give you 98 and a wink. Oh!
Okay, I like it.
Hey, so I went to the local public pool the other day. They said you're third in line to get on the slide. I said, I'm up next. Oh! So,
it's not.
Can I
give you a suggestion?
Oh, sure.
No, just keep doing them. Keep doing them. And maybe I need to hear a few more. Go ahead. Keep doing them.
So I was at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse the
yeah,
other day.
Okay.
I said, give me the 34-ounce sirloin, but charge me for the 12-ounce. Oh!
Okay. All right, listen. I think I can give you the advice now. I think I can give you the advice. You like advice?
I mean, if it's good advice, I will never say no to it. I have open ears and an open heart.
The look on his face is just precious. It's so, he's so nice. Okay, no, listen, Johnny.
Yes.
I think what you're trying to do, if you're going to do that act, do another one.
Oh, all right. Oh. You want another one?
Yeah.
So I went to the movies the other day. They said, you're going to have to pay the price of an adult. I said, I still have my student ID from 12 years ago. You're going to charge me as a student. No.
Well, okay. Here, I
pretty
figured,
cool, right?
Yeah, well, I think what you want to do, if
that,
you're going to do,
cool?
it's not the character you're doing. I mean, you're wearing a leather jacket. I noticed you put on.
Yeah, I got a chain. I got a chain wallet.
I did see that, and it's great. And you got the boots. And what are you wearing? Is that a fake cigarette you smoke?
Yeah, I've never seen you smoke before.
I've never
Johnny.
Seen you. Oh, is that? That's not okay. It's a fake cigarette. Okay. I get it. Well,
it's pretty cool. I wear it in the back of my ear when I'm not smoking.
I saw the way you did that, and you flip it, and you smoke. Oh, that's an old Andrew Dice Clay move, but it's okay.
Oh, Hickory Dickory Dock.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You have to do your own material. You can't steal material. He already did.
I like to tell people, hey, you look nice today.
Okay, cool. Well, you can be like a nice Andrew Dice Clay. Andrew Nice Clay.
Hey, that's something right there. Forget Johnny
sure
Colorado.
I'm sure
Andrew
that's,
Nice Clay.
I'm sure if you YouTube that, somebody said
Little Miss Muffet sat on
right,
a tuffet.
Hey, Johnny.
And she was a lovely girl who could do whatever she wanted in her life because she's her own person.
Oh, yeah. See? Why can't it be like that? So you, what were we talking about? Help me out, seriously.
Exactly. Johnny Coolio.
Oh, yeah. Let me do it.
Coolirado.
Yours should Excuse be more me. Mean because you're wearing a leather jacket. You got the cigarette. They should be
oh,
more like Eric, help
guy,
me
huh?
out here. Like this guy in line, he tried to butt ahead of me in line. I popped him and told him to, you know, if you're going to...
Well, I would never hit a person.
Well, that's true.
Even in my coolest.
Maybe
space.
This act doesn't work for you.
Yeah, even if he did hit someone, it wouldn't it hurt.
Yeah.
I'll hit him with a zinger. Am I right?
I'm trying to figure. Hold on. I'm trying to be
I
nice.
I like Andrew Nice Clay.
Andrew Nice Clay. Do some more.
Hey.
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 A little Red Robin Hood. She went down to her local school and help with the free breakfast that they have every morning for the underprivileged
kids. Oh, that's,
kids
nice. Oh, that's nice. That's actually nice.
There's nothing more important sometimes than a nourishing meal for a child in need.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Nice Clay.
Oh!
Doesn't Andrew Nice Clay have special music that he... Andrew Nice Clay, everybody! Andrew Nice Clay! And then you... Put some reverb in his voice. He walks to the mic.
Oh! It's Andrew Nice Clay!
Hey! He's looking at notes.
Sorry. It's been a while since I've done the Andrew Nice Clay act.
Okay.
Georgie, Porgy.
No, you could just say, you do
Three blind mice. Three blind mice. See how they run to their parents' house to show them appreciation for the kind upbringing they gave them, where they became well-adjusted mice, even though they didn't have all the physical advantages of all the other mice. They still learned the importance of a kind heart and a kind soul.
Hey, that's Andrew Nice Clay, everybody. And then you.
Yeah. Hi, is this Todd? Is this Todd?
Yes.
Hi, this is
Oh, caller, go
Andrew,
ahead.
Yorba
Linda.
This is Andrew Nice Clay calling from Honda.
Oh, hi. How you doing? I guess you read my letter.
Yeah, we received your letter. Did you want to tell us about what happened at the Whole Foods recently?
Well, I was at Whole Foods recently and I needed a napkin and I was going to go back to get it, but my car just couldn't get over there to get the napkin.
Well, we partnered with our friends over at Brawny, and we're going to deliver a whole case of napkins from Amazon directly to your door.
That's
really going to help, and I want to thank Honda, and I want to thank you guys. Have been nothing but so helpful, and I really appreciate it.
Well, that's our mission here at Honda, and if you could repeat after me, hi, my name is Todd.
Hi, my name is Todd.
I just talked with Andrew Nice Clay.
I just talked with Andrew Nice Clay.
From my local Honda dealer.
From my local Honda dealer.
And boy, oh boy.
And boy, oh boy.
All I can say is... Happy Honda days.
Happy Honda days. And
thanks.
I meant it, and I feel it. You guys are the best.
Thanks, Todd.
That's what they sound like. That's not a lie.
You guys... The person...
I think the people are real. Oh, they. I do know. We have to go in for the clothes.
My laptop's about to die.
Is it really? Yeah. Your laptop, how much more energy does it have? What? Oh, we didn't. I want to listen to. Do we listen to the Jerry Lewis thing and then go to close?
Sure. We'll play as long as it can go.
No. Do we need to get the charger or what should we do?
Play it and risk it.
Play it and risk it.
Live so, dangerously.
Okay, so let's play. And that'll be the end of the show? Okay, that's fine. Johnny, thank you. Let's start playing this. And this is Jerry Lewis sitting down. Hollywood Reporter. And by the way, I'll say it already. I think it's, you know, they first I thought, why didn't they just stop the interview? And then I thought, no, because they learned more about him through this way. It was a great interview, in fact, to show him for who he is. You know, it really is. Even if you agree with him, you couldn't argue with that. Even if someone goes, you know what, I thought they were stupid questions, it still shows him for who he is. that's what that's. I just thought about that. Even if they are, I love even ifs when you can sort of say something's wrong. Even if that way you don't have to go, well, or are they dumb questions or weren't the Johnny Colorado is looking at me so interested. And I really know that I'm right. It says something about him. They're not the worst questions in the world, and could they be the best? Okay, how about this? At worst, they're just fair questions, and I don't think they are. But I think at worst, they're just fair. Okay, then he is to be judged on how any type of questions are thrown at him. Even if they were horrendous questions, it's still other actors get horrendous questions. And I think if they're questions that are disrespectful, then maybe an interviewer can, but when it's just, you know, maybe some vanilla questioning, it still says something about him. He's so filled. He's not just doing this because he's old and out of it. No, he's sharp enough. He's annoyed. He's so fucking annoyed. And it's so much fun to listen to.
Oh, he didn't want to be in show business?
Why did he take the interview? You know, I know what's in his head. I know what's in his head. Yeah, these are horrible questions. No, I'm okay. I'm a lucid adult. But these are just shit questions. At first, I thought that's what it was going to be. I didn't go into it thinking. I thought, are they dumb questions? And he's just not in the mood. No. Good. Oh, my God. It's not going to let you down either. John Brand Wagner went in and got the plug. And guess what's good about that is that we're going to listen to this a little bit, and then we're going to close with a song. Because that's the way we do it. You can, Johnny Colorado, you're welcome to stay out of here.
Yeah, well, I was going to say...
Oh, sure, I always want to hear you.
It was very brave of a Hollywood Reporter to release this footage, because when I post on my Facebook page, I only post, like, I don't know, cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
Oh, Johnny, you post... do you know who else... what other type of stuff?
Raw stuff?
Yeah, just raw stuff. I mean, stuff from around the world, or I mean...
Do you think
in my
of
case,
it as more of a
inside a hotel room. Yeah, if this is a conversation, I say, let the conversation begin.
Wow, just like, you know, that sounds like a little bit.
Who?
Garth Brooks.
Who's? Oh, the country singer?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
You never heard of Garth Brooks? No, did you ever? Oh, you're joking. Okay.
I was doing a bit, Todd.
I know.
We have fun. We have fun on this
sure,
show.
Of course we have fun, Johnny.
That's why all the other podcasts are jealous.
Wait, why do you think they're jealous?
Well.
See, be honest with me.
The reverb.
Oh, why? Is that something other shows want?
It comes at a premium. Reverb's hard to come by these days, and you have a bountiful amount of it.
Put some reverb in his voice.
A little reverb for Johnny Colorado. Beautiful. And that's just one of the many things. There's the great questions you ask. Oh, you're a professional.
Well, tonight we just wanted to... What we were going to do to go to close is... We're going to let you go around the room, Johnny. Ask everybody one question that you want to know about them. And then we're going to...
Well, should we listen to Jerry Lewis first?
Oh, thank you. Okay, let's hear Jerry Lewis first.
Have you ever thought about retiring?
Why?
Was there never a moment?
Why?
You got it. Okay, thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
What do people do? Why not you?
No, not at all.
No.
We're doing a... feature on people who are still working in their 90s. Have you ever thought about retiring?
Why?
Well, was there never a moment that you thought it might be time to retire or you would want
Why?
To? See, I'm not you mad at him yet.
You come from a generation a little older, and I think of Bob Hope, George Burns, Sinatra, people you knew, many of whom didn't want to or never retired either. Do you see similarities with them?
None?
What do you think drives people like you and them to want to keep working?
Because we do it well.
And how about, what's different about performing now for you than, say, 20 years ago? How is it different for you?
It isn't.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Wait, I think, hold on, pause. I think I... why am I enjoying it so much now? Before it just seemed rude because I thought the questions for the first 20 seconds, for the first time, I went, yeah, maybe, you know, no. But then after a while, or are they bad questions?
It's a fine line. Like, they feel a bit general, and so, like, there's a mixture of him being right, but then also, like, that building up to him being standoffish on when they're leaving stuff kind of open-ended, but, like you were saying, like, he kind of knows at this point, like, oh, they're just, they're looking for their interest. They're not really interested in actually talking to me. Like, if they're trying to make a 7-minute video out of someone who has 90 years worth of knowledge, like, you're kind of brushing.
So what do you think, Eric? Like, it's, I think it's worth discussing. I really do. I think it's hilarious. It says a lot about, like, just being able to, why am I listening to it now and going, maybe he just, well, maybe it's Jerry's reputation, too, mixed with, you know. Then I felt bad. Maybe now I'm listening to it different. At first, I felt bad for the guy because I thought, geez, he's like, you know, he just thought they were going to go and get a few sound bites probably. And, oh, yeah.
Because we don't know everything that led up to when the camera started rolling, too.
Was that,
but you
got to
move. You got to.
Was
you
that
gotta,
re-edited with music?
I think they took the piece later and re-edited it. We didn't do it. Oh. The Hollywood Reporter did it.
Oh, when I saw it, it was just a straight interview.
I know,
and
me
so
too.
That kind of seemed like it was doctored a little, and so maybe that made it a little more absurd, and that makes it funny.
Oh, you think they took out some pause? Well, let's keep listening. I don't think so, though. But
do you have to make any concessions to being, you know, older in your performing, or does it? How do you keep the material fresh for yourself?
By working at it.
You've had a number of health issues over the last few years, as many people your age do.
Anyone that's 90 does.
Anyone that's 90 does. Continuing to
He's
work.
Right.
Does that actually help you get healthier? You know, does being sort of busy and engaged, do you think that's actually helps you get healthier?
No.
Do you think it hurts? Like, do you think?
No.
I think I changed my opinion.
You've been coming to Vegas you've lived here for a while. You've been coming here for a long time. How is Vegas different for you than when you first came here? When was the first time you performed in Vegas?
1947.
Well, can you tell me what Vegas was like when you first showed up?
It's not. It's the same.
It's the same?
Exactly the same.
Like, what is it about Vegas that you like, or what is it about, like, how would you describe the place? Like, when you show up in 1947, what was it? It wasn't a little bit of a dusty cow town. It was, what was it like?
A dusty cow town.
And do you still think of it as a sort of dusty cow town?
Yes.
No.
How about, is performing in Vegas now for you different than it was then? Like, just either the mechanics or the size of the...
No.
Not at all?
This is too funny.
And how about, what's your audience like, you know, now? You're still performing, you're 90. What's your audience like? Who are your fans? Are they different than they used to be?
No, they're still the same.
Even, but you must have younger fans. Who,
some are younger.
What do you think it is? You have any, that attracts you to younger fans? Like how have you
it's
sort
so
of
absurd. That's
maintained
why.
your audience over the years?
You tell them you're playing there, and they show up.
And you, nothing different than that?
No.
How about, do you have you've had a long and distinguished career. Do you have a favorite period of your career, a part of your career you look back on as a moment when you were a favorite, happiest, or your most creative?
What do you mean?
Well, like, is there a period in your career you look back on where you that was your happiest time or your favorite time?
When my partner was alive.
When your partner was alive. So working with Dean Martin, was that your favorite?
Yep.
Part of your career?
Yep.
And what made that partnership work for you? Like, what was?
I'll show you some material, you'll know.
But if I'm not looking at the material, can you give me like a sense of like what how it worked for you?
It was terrific.
And how about, you have any advice for
he knows terrific.
young 80-year-olds about staying active at 90, to sort of
get a day job.
Get a day job. But mm-hmm. You've never actually had a a quote day job. You've been a performer your whole life, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just did a movie a couple years ago. Just is coming out.
Pause
Max
it.
Rose. What was
I
it?
Think, look. You can laugh at something that someone later can give you their perspective, and you go, oh, now I don't think it's funny anymore. But I think why I'm laughing now is because I don't feel bad for the interviewer. You know, some people go, why not? This is this guy trying to make an honest living. Look, he's fine. He's not getting yelled right. at or screamed at. He's just having a guy being maybe at worst crotchety. So he's not, you know, being yelled at. That I couldn't enjoy. And they are just the same questions. And maybe at 90, he wasn't in the mood. Like, you know, I have to admit, I'm sitting here listening, and I'm going, when he finally asks him a good question, he bites at it a little, but it's still not that great of a question. But when he went, explain.
No, okay. For me, part of it is he's being argumentative. Like, when he goes, what was Vegas like in 1947? Because it wasn't any different.
Because he's been asked that question
and
so
then
much.
He goes, so it was like a cow town.
He goes, no.
So it's still like that? And go, no. Oh, so it is different.
No, there's no doubt he's being a crotchety old man. But it just seems like to catch someone probably at 90, would it be cooler if he wasn't crotchety? Yeah, but there is something comedic about a crotchety old 90-year-old that's probably been asked. At that point, here's the thing. He's been asked every question because when you're 90, even the creative questions you've been asked,
well, they're
the
people,
you know, you've been asked everything. I bet what we think would be a good question, if we're sitting here pretending what good questions would be, I bet they'd annoy him too. So
then don't do the interview.
I know, of course. But I just think it's funny because you're watching the opposite of what improv is supposed to be. Yes, and you're watching a parody of, you know,
no go fuck yourself.
No go fuck yourself is the yes. No go fuck yourself. No go fuck yourself. He will give them nothing, and I guess that is the opposite of what we've all been trained to do, basically in comedy. It doesn't mean you have to adhere to that stupid rule always, but the guts of it is to yes and. There's exceptions, of course. Otherwise, there wouldn't be brilliant comedy. Not everybody adheres to that, but the guts of that are true. And you're watching that be completely just blocked, you know.
Well, I feel like
no. And it gets funnier and funnier and sillier to me.
I feel like they were fishing in his past more than, like, genuinely, like, trying to engage him off the get-go, too. So I think that turned him off a bit. Where it's just
something
like,
turned him off. Now,
where it's just like, oh, I'm a relic. You don't even want to ask me, like, what I feel like today, like how my day was. You immediately want to jump to 70 years ago and have me talk about that for the 500th time.
Right, so they're probably now. Could he handle it better?
Oh,
absolutely,
for sure.
Fucking lootly.
But also, when you're in your 90s, you're like, I don't have enough time for this.
But then, you know what? Though I guess you know what I always say is, don't throw a 90-year-old under the bus, because I'm sure Rob Reiner's out there going, no. Mm-hmm. I'll take responsibility.
Carl Reiner.
Sorry, Rob Reiner's like, you know, well, he listens to the show. Wow, let's hear the rest of it.
I'd like to step behind
what movie?
Max Rose, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you remembered it.
What was it like performing again after not having done it for more than a decade?
It's great.
Like, is it like riding a horse? You never forget? What was it?
You never forget.
And was it at all scary or intimidating to come back?
Not at all.
Not at all? And you enjoyed it? Would you do another movie?
Absolutely. We're planning one now.
For you to star in?
Mm-hmm.
And are you also, I think I read that you're also still writing some screenplays or doing work.
Right.
Is that right?
Yep.
Is it easier now to write a screenplay?
No, just as hard.
Just as hard. And how about do you take some time each day to write, or how do you do it in a dictaphone? How do you do?
If I tell you, you'll be doing it.
Right. Well, I meant the sort of mechanics of it. Do you actually, like, do you write by hand, or do you type it? How do you do it? You type it on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you're on tour now. What else do you have planned for this year, 90th year?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have anything else lined?
Yeah, but nothing we want to talk about.
And so you've worked with a lot of people over the years. What do you have a favorite story about, like Dean or or Frank Sinatra or somebody that you worked with, but you know, over the years that you like to share?
No.
Not at all?
None.
How about you have an unfavorite story you'd like?
No. Not for this.
So I guess we're finished.
Sure. Anything else you want to?
No.
Listen, so we're finished.
Sure.
Thank you.
Listen what Jerry Lewis says.
All right, clean it out of here.
Wow! It's the Todd Glass After Show, everybody. We're going in for the close. Wow, Jerry Lewis, what a kook! Everybody, loosen up, baby. Loosen up. Loosen up. Let's smoke some marijuana.
You keep saying,
come on! Duncan's smoking marijuana. No, he's not. Oh, he's passing. Oh, Aristotle is.
You've been messing where you shouldn't have been messing. And now someone else is getting.
I got a good way to close the show. I just figured it out. It doesn't have to make sense. We're going to play that song again, but we're going to just get into it and get as silly as we want. We're going to get a workout, and we're going to close the show. I ask people at home to do the same thing. You know, get your lights out in the house. Crank this song. It's the end of the show, the end of the after show. All right? And I'm going to, you know, I'm gonna have a little fresh air. I'm going to be honest with you.
Hi, Todd.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, this is Steven over at Honda. Hi, Todd. How's it going?
Oh, hi. Hi.
We heard you were having a little difficulty closing the show.
The thing is, I it was an after show, and we got a little tired sideways. You know, next thing you're doing the show, and then you get a little tired, and we just really didn't know how to close the show, and it's the Christmas show, and we really wanted to make it special.
Well, we partnered with our friends over at Joe McKenzie Enterprises, and we created a special jingle just to close out your holiday show. Is that going to help?
Yes, it would be very helpful, and I really appreciate Honda.
Oh, I mean, that's what we do here. Happy Honda Days.
Thank you. Okay. You guys made this? You did a version of Boots Are Made for Walking?
Yeah, we partnered with our friends over at Joe McKenzie Enterprises. It was a partnership.
Wow.
We equally put effort into it. Honda and Joe McKenzie.
Something for me.
Come on, everybody,
something you call.
By the way, Jingle Joe did not do this. That way I don't have to answer the emails. This is somebody's cover-up.
Well, I need to talk to someone on our end.
Oh, okay.
Someone else is getting all your.
All right, everybody, just get stupid. Let's join in. Let's have fun. God damn it! Look how much fun we're having.
I got effects in my voice. Any last minute words? No, this ain't a close. This ain't a close. We're going to figure this out. We're going to come up with a close. That was not a close. I knew what we were doing. I'm like, Dan, a close. What are we going to do to close with? Anybody have any suggestions? John Brand Wagner. The
vault.
I don't know if it can close on it, but what do you got from the vault of the
lyrics? And now it's time for a trip down memory lane from the Lyricist Joe vault of archived jingles.
What? Is this a gift?
Welcome to Todd's World.
Oh. It's certainly a nice
atmosphere, I guess.
Important to hear during the holidays.
That's the way to unwind. Step into his house. Comfort and surprise. Welcome to Todd's World.
I heard a lot of people are leaving this episode as a stocking stuffer.
Well, everybody, that's the Todd Glass Show. You want to end with a song?
Yeah. If we don't.
Yeah, that would be great. Ba-ba-boop-beep-beep. You know what, everybody? I hope this is a... You have to remember, this is being, you know... during the Christmas, up to the New Year, right in this period.
So Jesus Christ,
just stop buying shit that you don't need. That's all I can say. It just stop it. You know who has the best Christmas? When they are with people that know, stop with the gifts. You know, families that agree. There are families that are really wonderful and that they all team. They all get together and they go, let's stop. Stop it. Let's if there's kids, whatever. I don't want to say what it should be. It just doesn't shouldn't be the way where they're buying the stress. That stop. Best thing we ever did at my family, we all agreed. That my nephew that was like 23 at the time, my niece, everybody agreed, let's stop with the birthday presents, except for my mom. But it's my whole life is better. And not because I don't love my nieces and nephews, and I love seeing everybody. It's just the formality of that one day. Too much pressure is put on that day. Now, for the kids, no. The kids, no, their birthdays we do. But you know the great thing about the kids now that it's only the kids? Like, you know, they're like 7 and 8. No one's trying to capture anybody even at that, because then it's not about the kid. So you never miss it because no one lets you miss it. Because if you forget, then your brother will go, hey, don't forget it's Tyler's birthday. You know, or now it's with Aaron and Sammy. So there's no, it's, my whole life is better. Christmasing to go home with all the, and again, not from a not loving point of view. I really love getting together with my family with all the, like I've said, with some of the drama. Sometimes we enjoy each other. But now without, oh, and the birthdays, presents, it was, oh, it's fucking killing me. And now, no more. Just call each other on our birthdays. That's it. And for the presents, we're down to just the two little kids. And then it's fun to flood them with gifts. I spend $25 at the dollar store.
$25.
Well.
Wow. Oh my goodness. $25.
Well, everybody, Duncan Carey's gonna. Well, what song do you want to do?
I'm gonna try and do. It's called Superstition by a band called Blanche.
Well, let's do. Can we do a shorter version of it?
It's a pretty short song.
Oh, okay. Then do a regular version of it. I want you to get real close to that microphone.
Okay.
Can I give you my mic and I can change different effects when I feel like it as you sing?
If you want to.
Or would you rather just do it without that?
Let's do it without. It's without. Easier that way.
Okay, cool.
All right,
so here we go. Put a lot of reverb. You lazy fuck. Aristotle goes, let's do it without. It's easier. I would have been the one moving the mic all the way over there. Why is John laughing? But I bought, you know what? He's right, at least because he got to my laziness. He goes, yeah, you know what? I'd have to move the mic and it would make noise. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, hey, by the way, Merry Holidays. Seriously, everybody, you know what? Just go enjoy, you know, be nice. What else? What do you want? It's the holiday. I'm trying to say something nice. It's very hard for me. But I know that. I know sometimes life can be the dickens. All right, Aristotle, I'm done. I mean, what's your name?
John Brandwagner.
Okay.
Just kidding. He's great, though. If we can trust the doctors, and our prayers are falling flat, and the 14 pills she takes each day won't hold the sickness back. Another room to wait in, another test to see if everything we've dreamed about will never come to be. Will never come to be. Don't you know that it's bad luck to be superstitious, but nothing else is working, and my head is really hurting, and I'm sick of all this worrying about things I can't control. These things I can't control. Life once again carefree, where we tiptoe, now we waltz past the black hats and the mirrors we crack without our fingers crossed. The days are slow and easy, the nights feel so serene,
blink my eyes and I realize that feeling was a dream, just a cruel dream. Oh, I know that it's bad luck to be superstitious, but nothing else is working, and my head is really hurting, and I'm sick of all this worrying about things I can't control, these things I can't control.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.